You are enough. Now, you can always add to what you have to offer simply by accepting responsibility for the things that you can change and learning to pray for the courage to allow the universe to show you and teach you how to use those things that you can't change, because they are a part of your strength and will play a major part in the reconstruction of your life. I need you to understand that your past is not you, and that you are not your past hurts, and that you are not the sum total of your greatest fears. You have purpose. The pain you endured has purpose, and the fact that you are here today is proof that you can still do great things. Maybe my approach was all wrong in my past relationships, so I will attempt to set things straight. From this point forward, I am not rich nor am I poor. My perception about the places that I have discovered within myself is what has allowed me to accept that some of the best things can be birthed out of tragedy. I am often heart strong and head stubborn, but this doesn't mean that I'm incapable of loving or being loved. Oh no, it's quite the opposite. See, I'll charge in with my heart because my thoughts are already all about how can I add value to whatever it is that I'm going into. I question, what is it that I have to offer when I bring me to the table, so that the foundation of the relationship that I am entering doesn't become weak? I want to make sure that the values that I was raised in simple times, that I remain true to those. I have no desire to try to be someone I'm not. That's not even close to who I am or what I want. I'm not opposed to growth either, because I believe in doing the little things that make a frown turn into a smile. I believe that love is meant to be simple. Don't take it as being rude, but we all have a past that we must work through daily. My only concern is, where do you want to go? And how can I help you get there? Because your past is your past, but your future with me is the future that I'm looking forward to seeing.